Midwest, we hold it down, bitch. And no one man is king of this city, y'all. Where I'm from, we all royalty.
It is another day, another Monday, another time for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. We are on episode number 47 for Monday, October 24th. It's 7:30 Eastern. As always, I'm Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
And you can join us in the chat room at radioshowonline.com/chatroom. Or just go to radioshowonline.com. And you can listen to this episode, which you're listening to now. Or you can listen to, you know, an older episode. But I would probably listen to this one first since you're already there.
I always start with the live ones first.
Jeff, how are you, sir?
Jeremy, I'm doing great. Happy Halloween preview show.
Happy Halloween preview show for you. So, as I said, it's Monday. It's October 24th. So this weekend coming up, this is the big weekend for all the Cleveland parties, Halloween parties, costume contests. Many people may be having work parties, looking for costume ideas.
Yes.
And we are here to provide all that for you. We are your source.
Yeah, Jeremy, it's best week of the year. I know I say that every week, but I really mean it this week. It really is. It's the buildup to the weekend. And I love that Halloween's on a Monday.
Yeah.
Because you get a full weekend of Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And we'll get into some of this, obviously, more into the show. But there's even events Sunday night because Halloween's on a Monday. So it really stretches out that weekend of celebrating.
Yep. And so in honor of the holiday, we normally do the show on Mondays. We are taking the day off on Monday, October 31st.
We're going to celebrate the holiday, Jeremy. It's the right thing to do. I know you and I grappled with that.
Yeah.
But it's the right thing to do.
Yep, yep. We honor all holidays. St. Patrick's Day. Yep.
We don't discriminate holidays.
No,
we said that the first day we came on the air. That was one of our pledges.
They're like, one thing that we're not going to do.
We're going to take off every holiday we can.
Is discriminate holidays.
And that.
So, beer of the week.
A new beer, Jeremy.
A new week, a new beer. Leinenkugel's Oktoberfest. Now, I'm a little surprised, Jeff, that you have this because I know you hate the Leinenkugel family for trying to have those commercials where they act like they're from Cleveland.
Now, there's a good story behind this, Jeremy.
Okay.
I was at a clam bake Saturday, and my job was to bring beer and ice. So you can see what people think of me. It's the most simple thing in a big clam bake with all sorts of food and side dishes.
For a simple man.
For a simple man, it was beer and ice. So I went to the Heinen's in Bay Village, and the only fall beers they had, no Sam Adams Oktoberfest, they had Leinenkugel, and then they had the Harvest Ale, the Goose Island Harvest Ale.
Okay.
So that was what I got. So I kind of was forced into trying Leinenkugel Oktoberfest, but it's pretty good. And it's something new, a new fall beer, which I've never tried before.
Speaking of new fall beers, tomorrow, Tuesday, October 25th, Christmas Ale is getting tapped. What do you think about this?
Is it earlier every year? Like kind of like that when you feel ready for Christmas, like the Christmas decorations and stores are earlier every year?
Not only do I feel like it's earlier in the year, but it happens at 4 o'clock. So they have an exact time.
Wow.
Like if you go to Great Lakes Brewing Company, tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, you can get a Christmas ale.
What's your first?
I want to go.
Okay.
I want to go. I want to try to go. I don't know if I can go like right at four. Because it's funny because like at work we have shared calendars. So if somebody tries to schedule a meeting, like they'll say, "Oh, Jeremy's got something scheduled," and I'm like, "What do I have scheduled?" Somebody put on my calendar the Christmas ale beer tapping from like 4 till 10 or whatever. I'm like, "Oh yeah, I got something going on at that time."
I would beat you up though later. I'm going to be flying back from a quick trip tomorrow, but I would be up tomorrow night. I'd be up just and honestly, I probably wouldn't have another one until Christmas. I'm not the biggest Christmas ale fan. I think it's great that everyone loves it so much. I'll have one or two, you know, but I'm not going to probably wait in line for it at 4 o'clock. I'll say that, but I would go later tomorrow night.
You're coming back from a flight?
Yeah.
You're here now.
Early tomorrow and back tomorrow night.
Oh.
Yeah, just a day trip.
Have you been traveling more? It seems like, I mean, we've been doing the show for a year, but it seems like the past 3 months, like I've heard more stories just about you and your travels.
It's been unbelievable. It winds down. Here's the problem. Everyone schedules these conferences, meetings I have to go to between Labor Day and early November because they know from early November to January, nothing goes on with the holidays. So for me and my job, it's the quote-unquote, you know, accountants, their busy time is February, March, April, right? That's their quote-unquote busy time.
Yep.
If I have a quote-unquote busy time, it's unfortunately September, October. So it's winding down, which is good. But yeah, a lot of plane, trains, automobiles.
That is rough. Well, it's a good thing they pay you by the mile.
Yes, that's, I demanded that when I first signed on.
So, so as we were saying, we're going to get into some Halloween previews, some good stuff coming up this weekend. But before that, Jeff, any eventful things going on this past weekend?
Yes, it was an eventful past weekend. I mentioned the clam bake. We have an annual family clam bake, usually second last Saturday in October. It was fantastic. I got to tell you, as good as the clams were, I had 3 dozen clams. Chicken pot pie with cornbread top. You ever had
chicken
that?
No, but I'm intrigued.
So instead of the regular crust
on
top?
Yeah.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Huh.
With the clams and then chili, pumpkin pie. It was like just every course you could imagine, one after the other. It was just the perfect clam bake, the perfect night. Actually, it was one of the – this weekend we got really lucky. It was really nice out.
It was.
So we sat out, had a little bonfire type thing out back. Perfect Saturday night. Got to get to good clam bacon, I feel like, for fall, especially towards the end of fall.
Yeah.
Because time's running out, so.
Well, yeah, I was commenting on the, you know, when I got here on that crisp autumnal air. It's still there. You know, I feel like sometimes I don't, like, fall is one of my favorite, probably my favorite season, but I feel like sometimes I don't get enough chance to enjoy it. Like, I don't really sit back and appreciate it. I don't stop and smell the leaves, Jeff.
You got to stop and smell the foliage, is what I say.
Foliage?
Foliage?
Foliage would be like...
Aluminum
like,
foil?
Yeah, aluminum foil.
Stop and smell the foil.
Yeah, don't do that.
So I totally agree with you. It's the absolute best time of year. So got to experience that Saturday night. And then Friday hit... I was down on West 25th, and now I can't think of the name of the sushi place.
Dragonfly?
Dragonfly, for the first time.
It's funny that you said that, and I knew what you're talking about, because I don't really consider it a sushi place. I think of more of it as like a clubby, loungy thing. But I think they're changing. I think they're going more to a sushi emphasis.
Yeah, it was great. They've had great happy hour deals, too. They go till 8, which I like.
Yes.
A little later than usual. So I was there Friday night, met some friends out there. I'm not a huge sushi guy, but what they had was very, very good. Very, very easy to try. I tried some new things. Nothing too exotic, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then had some of the Sapporo beer.
Sapporo.
It was good.
The Japanese beer. We talked about that.
We did, yeah.
Yesterday, last week, yeah. Yeah. We're looking for names of Japanese gangs, and that came up.
So, yeah, hit Dragonfly and then the little garage bar. I wanted to see if someone would get a slap shot.
Oh, did anyone get
no.
it?
No.
Oh, see, I want to get that.
I know you would.
So when we should go. I'm going to have to get good and plastered first.
Get a slap shot. We'll go to Dragonfly. Get a base going, and then head over to a garage bar.
Yeah, I don't know. Sushi's not a great base before going out and getting drunk, though.
What about before getting hit? Is there a good base before getting hit?
I don't think there is. Just a lot of strong, strong whiskey.
So, yeah, and then hit ABC after that. So it was a West 25th Friday night for me. And then played some football on Saturday and went to the tailgate yesterday for the Browns game. So it was a good, great weekend.
And the Browns won.
They didn't lose, is the way I've been putting it.
So not the worst team in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
We're 3-3. We're far from it, Jeremy.
Hmm.
Far from the worst team.
But not
far from the best as well.
Not Super Bowl contenders.
Right. We're right in the middle. We're mediocre.
Okay.
As you would say, which we have been much worse. So I guess we'll take mediocre.
All right. There we go. It's a building year. I also went out west this weekend. On Friday, went to Jammy Buggas.
Oh.
Jammy Buggas in Lakewood. This is the place, so Michael De La Hoya, who was on the show.
One of our favorite guests.
What fan of the show.
Yes, fan of the show.
Michael De La Hoya. He brought that up when I was asking what's, you know, some of your favorite restaurants, and he mentioned that place, and I had never heard of it before. So went out there, pretty pleasantly surprised. It was cool. It's got kind of a pub feel, but a little bit more than pub food. So they had a barbecue special going on. I had like a barbecued pork that was put on top of macaroni and cheese. So that combination. Then they had really awesome cornbread. It's like cornbread that had like cheese mixed in with it. Delicious. They have an awesome beer selection. They got a good menu of beer cocktails. So you'll have like, they had, for example, Guinness mixed with Dortmunder.
Oh,
like
wow.
Like half Guinness, half Dortmunder.
Okay, how was that?
And it was good. And then Jen had one that, they have one that too is like, it was like a Breckenridge Vanilla Porter mixed with root beer. It's like a vanilla, like a beer and pop combo. I wasn't adventurous enough on Friday to try that. But really good stuff. And then I checked out Menchie's Frozen Yogurt. So Jen and I went to Menchie's right down the street. Have you heard of the Menchie's? These were these frozen yogurt places. We had been discussing this.
Yeah,
where you go and you weigh your stuff.
Well, Pinkberry.
Yeah. One finally opened up in Lakewood, which is, I think, is the closest one now to downtown. Mm-hmm. It's on Detroit right there in Lakewood. First time I went to one, it was amazing. So you go in there, and the wall is lined with not just the different toppings, but there's like 10 different kinds of yogurt that you can get.
Oh, wow.
And so it'll be like chocolate and vanilla, and then there'll be a switch in the center that will swirl the two. And you can do self-serve free samples. Like, they have little paper...
Limitless?
I mean, I don't think that the 15-year-old girl behind the counter would stop me if I'm like, excuse me.
How?
And so you just go up there, and I was unprepared for this. I mean, you can have... I mean, if you have a sample of each
kind,
it's probably like having a
regular... You're probably ready to leave then.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, thanks, everyone.
See you next Friday.
But yeah, awesome toppings and stuff, too. So yeah, Menchie's frozen yogurt. Very cool. And so then on Saturday, did the West Side Market things, got some daytime drinking in at Great Lakes Brewing Company.
I like you're retracing your Foursquare steps.
I know, because see, I drink so much and I don't remember what I did on the weekend. I'm like, what did I do? Thanks, Foursquare. And people wonder why I'm always checking in. It's not for the public. I don't care if you know where I am
or not.
Just
so you have a recollection.
This is my own personal recollection of where I've been. Yeah. So yeah, I did some daytime drinking at Great Lakes Brewing Company. That became some early evening drinking at
you transitioned to the early evening
at the Market Garden Brewery.
Nice. Yeah. I gotta remember this place when you mentioned you're in Lakewood.
Yeah,
it reminded me of that place you talked about back in July, which seems like it was years ago. But this place is Burgers, Bourbon, and Apple Pie Restaurant opening downtown.
And downtown Lakewood.
Downtown Lakewood. Oh, they come off there. But yeah, are you familiar with the Bailey Building? I guess that's by Deegan's, right?
Yeah, it's right. It's right across the street from Deegan's. It was a building that they recently rehabbed.
Because this is like a perfect. This always sounds like a perfect place for me. So we got to remember, open end of the year. It's coming. It says.
Oh, it's coming the end of this year. Yeah, I was going to say I was by there and I didn't. It didn't look like there was anything in there yet. But Burgers, Bourbon, and Apple Pie.
Is that awesome?
That's a great three idea. Of my favorite things.
Both around that end of the year. So good weekend all in all. So just getting ready for Halloween, and that was your Halloween sort of preview for you. You're preparing for a huge Halloween weekend.
I know. You know, so here's the thing. So I always, oftentimes on the weekends, I like go out, you know, and eat a lot, drink a lot, maybe overindulge a little bit on the weekend. And then by the time like Sunday night rolls around, like I feel bad. Like I feel like I'm gaining some weight. I have on my fat jeans right now.
Yeah.
Because I had on these tighter work pants because the client was supposed to come in that never showed up. That's a separate story, Jeff. Yeah. The point is...
Were they chaps?
No. The point is I'm overweight wearing fat jeans and I feel bad for eating pork on macaroni and cheese with a beer cocktail, you know, and topped off by some Menchie's yogurt on a Friday night, right? But then, like, that lasts for about 24 hours.
And then you're right back.
By the time I'm here Monday night... And you come up with the beer of the week, and I'm drinking the Line and Kugel's Oktoberfest, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm a guy. I'm married. If I gain a couple pounds in the gut, so what? Right?
Exactly.
Just buy bigger pants. They make bigger pants. I'm still below average.
That's the American way.
I still have to be below average
for
the average 34-year-old Cleveland male.
Yes.
I feel that I have a better BMI. Body mass index.
Yes, I would agree with that.
If you will. So
that's what winter's all about. Now you got to celebrate. So I totally agree. This is not a weekend to take off. You're going to take a week off, get off, Jeremy. Start first week in November, not Halloween weekend.
Well, I always do the cleanse in January.
That's true.
So I'm still planning to do...
So you can really gorge yourself from now till end of December.
I don't want to go that.
Well, let's go there.
I'm trying to get up, go to the gym. Okay. What about... How do you fit in working out?
Metabolism.
That wasn't an answer to my question.
Yeah, that's what it does.
Yeah?
Unbelievable. I work out when I feel like it, but not regularly, and I'm always the exact same. I have a plus or minus 2 pound difference that never seems to change.
You're like the temperature in Hawaii.
Exactly.
Very stable.
Yep.
I feel like that you're not a big eater, though.
No, I'm a huge eater, actually. Really? I eat like an animal. This came up at the clam bake. I don't snack, but when I eat, like certain animals, I eat whatever.
You eat certain animals?
I eat certain animals. And I eat whatever is in front of me. So I cleared out a bunch of dishes at the clam bake. Yet I don't snack, and then I may not eat till maybe lunch Sunday. But then I'll have a huge meal, and then there'll be a gap, and another huge meal.
Yeah.
So it's really not normal.
See, I'm the same way with when things are put in front of me. Like, I don't really have a craving to go. You know, some people have, like, careful that mic. I don't really have like a craving. Like some people will go to McDonald's and be like, oh, I have to have, you know, look at these crazy. I don't get that.
Yeah.
But if I go out to somewhere, if I go to Jammy Buggers and there is a barbecue special on the menu, I'm like, well, I have to get it then.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going into Menchie's, I can't be like, I'll just have the sherbet with like 5 gummy bears and that's it. You know, like I have a problem. Like once it's put in front of me,
yeah.
Like I'm not like I can go without drinking. I really can, but as soon as like I have a beer, then I'm not leaving that bar until I'm drunk.
Yeah,
which I think is a problem.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily healthy, but I'm relatively. That's why we get along so well. I think I've got a very similar approach to food and mm-hmm. drink.
Is that why we get along so well?
One of the reasons,
our food and drink habits, yeah. Speaking of eating and drinking, I have to bring up Yelp Cleveland's first birthday party. This is an event put on by Yelp. Now, are you a fan of Yelp, Yelp.com?
Just recently, when they became a fan of us, I became a fan of them, if that makes sense. So when, so last week or so, I've been very into Yelp.
Yeah, so I don't go to a new restaurant or somewhere around town without first checking Yelp.
Okay.
Especially now it's on the cell phone. It's a really good way to get a quick update on what people think, you know, how are some reviews. And it's amazing, like, for all the free reviews that there are, the amount of people that actually take the time to go post something. But anyway, so Yelp does these birthday parties all around the country, but this is the first one that they're doing in Cleveland, and they're celebrating Yelp being in Cleveland for 1 year. And so from on Thursday, November 10th, from 7 to 9, just a couple of hours at the 78th Street Studios, which is on West 78th Street,
or is it
just off Detroit? No, it's on West 80th. Well, there's two. That is kind of weird if that's their official address. Anyway, it's between 78th and 80th. You'll find it. North of Detroit, but they have light bites and sweet treats from a bunch of restaurants: Touch Supper Club, Umami Moto, Cajun Bistro, Nosh Box. So there's lots of food trucks there, as well as some alcohol from Honest Tea and Aid, and some Harpersfield Winery. Goose Island is going to be there.
Got my attention.
So we got there's going to be DJs, there's going to be giveaways, and a bunch of like awesome stuff. So you have to RSVP. It's free to go, but you have to RSVP at on Yelp, and then we have a link directly to the event on RadioShowOnline.com. But definitely something cool. I will be there, Jeff. I'm calling it now. I will be there
Thursday, November 10th. Yes, I will be there.
Okay.
I'm thinking of my set. I will be in town. I will be there.
So you can come meet. They should add that to their rundown. Come meet Jeff and Jeremy of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
All we do is we'll banter like this for 3 hours.
That would
be
great.
Come listen to the banter.
If it was like us and one more like D-list Cleveland celebrity, like Little John.
Little John was the first one that came to mind.
Maybe Big Chuck. So I feel like Little John's like maybe a little bit more celeb.
Yeah.
But like Big Chuck, people don't even recognize him on the street.
Yeah, he probably would be excited to join us.
So it'd be like the three of us, Jeff, Jeremy, and Big Chuck there at the...
all the problems we could solve.
At the birthday
party.
So yeah, that's that. 7:48, and now it is time to get into the long list of things that are happening in Cleveland on Halloween. And to kick it off, Jeff, we'd like to have some, we'd like to have some background music going on. So I have some scary Halloween background music that we're going to cue up to put us in the mood to get everyone tuned in. Ooh. There we go. Something scary. Do you feel like you're getting into the Halloween spirit now?
Something doesn't seem right, Jeremy.
No, it's right.
No, I know, but I mean the music is making me feel that way.
Oh, I get you.
Work with me.
Something's going way too right. All right. Anyway, so kick us off.
Jeremy, a lot of scary parties around town. Velvet Dog is Friday and Saturday night, which I think is a great idea to have the combination weekend party, Halloween party.
Yeah, looking through these, it looks like most of them are Saturdays.
Most of them seem to be Saturday, but Velvet Dog is Halloween weekend. They're taking it literally to mean Halloween weekend, Friday and Saturday night. We'll post this on our website, of course, but this looks like a lot of fun. Halloween weekend, prizes for original costumes. The rooftop patio is or is not open, Jeremy? Is open.
Weather permitting.
the Bacardi Batgirls, which I've heard a lot of good things about them.
Is this like a baseball bat? Like they're going to come up dressed in like 1920s baseball bats?
1920s baseball bats.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, that's right.
Okay,
exactly.
Cool.
That was supposed to be a surprise, but you figured that one out. The Bacardi and Goose Drink bottle specials. So all sorts of drink specials. You got the costumes, prizes, patio open, weather pending, both nights. If it's a nice night, Jeremy, especially in the fall, Mellow Dog is one of the greatest patios to be on.
And that was really the, of everything I was looking for, that was the only one that I saw that's on both nights. That was really the only big one that I saw that's even happening on Friday. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, I want to do parties Friday and Saturday, you can go to Velvet Dog on Friday.
Check that off your list, and then you have Saturday freed up. And you won't say, I wonder what Velvet Dog's like, because you will have been there.
You will have already been there.
It's a nice best of both. Yeah, that's one to do.
So
Friday.
Do Velvet Dog on Friday night, and that's the advice of Jeff and Jared.
Yes.
But some of the stuff that's happening on Saturday, so Metro Mix is doing their second annual Fright Night on Saturday, starting at 6 o'clock at West Park Station and Backstage Bar, Camp's Corners. So for those who may not be too familiar, the corner of Lorraine and Rocky River Drive is basically the epicenter of the Camp's Corner neighborhood. And right in that area there, West Park Station, Backstage Bar, I guess they share a patio, so they're actually going to be opening up the patio. So it'll be one big patio shared between the two locations. That is going on, as I said, Saturday night. And I lost my notes. Oh, there we go. So yeah, they're going to be, of course, having a band. Hang the DJ is going to be there. Costume contest up to $2,000 in cash prizes. The first contest, they're going to do $1,000 grand prize at 9:45, and then they're going to do a second contest that's going to be, one's going to be in Backstage Bar and one's going to be in West Park Station with the $500.
That seems a little high, doesn't it?
An award?
That's
substantial. Yeah, I mean,
I feel like there's a catch to that.
Like
like it's West Park Station gift cards or something.
No, I don't know. I think it's legit.
Now, I will say this, stay away from the clams, Jeremy. I have a friend who got ill, actually a relative who got ill, from the clams at West Park Station.
You're our, like, clam go-to guy. You know everything about clams this year.
People come to me with their clam problems. They always have. But stay away from West Park Station clams.
I think we had some emails about clams. That
we did, and some of the things can happen with a bad clam. There's nothing worse than a bad clam, Jeremy.
That's right.
We talked about that for a while. But I also want to say this. I learned a little bit about clams over the weekend.
Okay.
Did you know this? A little clam trivia. That if the clam, when you have these steamed clams, if it's not all the way open, sometimes these clams come out and most of them pop open and they're ready.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know how this works. But if one closes and never opens, you pry it open.
A fairy comes out.
Yes.
And grants you three wishes.
Three wishes. But they're all clam-based wishes.
What would an example be of a clam-based wish?
I wish I could have... You know, people like that clam broth, which I think is so disgusting?
Yeah.
That's basically... That comes out of your shower head.
So it's some sort of food.
Yeah, it's got to be clam involved.
Okay.
Like, I wish I could shower in clam water every day.
And you must choose... It's not like an option.
Actually, that happens to you if you put it up. That's one of the wishes automatically set for you.
You bathe in clam water.
But if it's not open up and you open it up and eat it, you'll get very ill. I didn't realize that. That means it's not cooked or it's a bad clam.
Oh.
If after the steaming process, it's still shut.
Because the steam can't get in and cook it.
So me, little old me, how old am I, 80? So little old me, if I would open that up, and because not knowing anything better, I just like clams, I would get violently ill.
And that's not good.
I don't know. I don't think so. So a little side note, sidebar. All
right. Awesome.
Yeah. So make sure you don't eat, if you do eat clams at West Park Station, make sure they're open. All right. Back to you, Jeremy.
So that's West Park Station and Backstage Bar Saturday night starting at 6 o'clock.
Is that a kids event too? It's early. Maybe kids are early. I feel like at 6 o'clock.
I don't think any bar. We got some kids events. I mean, we tend to be a more adult audience.
Well, that's not, Jim, we're trending down though. I saw the latest demographics.
Yeah.
We're trending very well in junior high.
I think
high
you
kids.
Were just looking at number of overall visitors, not their ages. Yeah. Yeah. We dropped from 34 to 12.
The low teens. The low teens are really digging us.
Yeah.
That's total listeners.
Oh.
So
what's next?
So switching gears from West Park, which obviously if you're gonna be out there, that's where you wanna be. I think downtown too, one of my favorite ones. I know you've been to this, I don't know if we were there the same year, but I had to go to the House of Blues. They've got a great, to me, if I think of downtown Halloween parties, House of Blues is really one of the signature ones. They've had it, this is the 10th annual one, I believe, probably as long as they've been here. So that's this Saturday night. As we mentioned, the big ones really are Saturday night. So House of Blues, it's the 10th annual Halloween Bash.
I have done the costume party at the House of Blues. It's a good crowd. I mean, it is. I would say too. Yeah, one of the better attended ones. One of the more well known ones. What time does it start on
Doors
Saturday?
Open at 9 p.m. Jeremy. The price is $7. Pretty reasonable admission.
Now a lot of these are free, but this one does have a cover charge
$7. $7, and it's the main music hall, four kegs, and a full cash bar. DJ Scotty D is going to be stopping by, Jeremy, spinning the tunes.
That DJ Scotty D DJ'd at my wedding.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That to me is worth at least $3 of the seven.
Well, I paid him a lot more than $3. I tell you, to DJ at my wedding.
So you've got DJ Scotty D. Tell him Jeremy sent you. Four kegs, full cash bar, 9 to 2:30 in the morning. I like that. That goes pretty late.
And one of the things here is costumes are mandatory.
Mandatory.
Don't show up with nothing. You better be ready to make something up.
Yeah.
If you don't come with a costume. Also, they talk about the number of kegs, like four kegs. Don't go with the idea of there being free beer, because even if you get there at like 9:01, they'll be tapped out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just there's something happens. Like, they always tease up these free kegs, but when you finally get there, there's nothing left.
Yeah. So two other ones I'll hit on a little more quick. I'm actually going to Touch Friday for a private party, but Touch Supper Club, 25th and Lorraine, has a party Saturday night, as well as Anatomy. Jeremy, our happy hour place, I believe. We were at that last month. They've got a big party down Saturday, too. I feel like if you just walk down West 6th to St. Clair Saturday night, you can pretty much have your pick which way
you're going to go. Your pick of the litter?
There's going to be probably 7 or 8 going on, but those are the bigger ones in that area. Anatomy is going to be big, and then obviously Velvet Dog will be going on. So, yeah, head down there Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, I think the common neighborhoods, like Garage Bar is doing their Highway to Hell on Saturday at 9 o'clock, Garage Bar where you just were. Maybe you can go and get a slap shot. Maybe Saturday is the time to go to Garage Bar and get a slap shot. But DJ Esteban.
Oh, DJ Esteban, he DJed my wedding.
Okay.
He DJed my annulment.
You know, people don't get DJs for like annulments these days, but you're like, we're going, he just like came in the courthouse.
Yeah, it was great. I was to tell you, it really lightened the mood.
Like, you just walk into the courthouse and there's.
DJ Esteban can make any bad situation seem not quite so bad.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Highway to Hell, Garage Bar, 9 o'clock. So you can like hang out in the West 25th Ohio City area, hit up Garage Bar on Saturday, hit up Tough Supper Club on Saturday. Those are really the two big ones happening in Ohio City. And then, like Jeff was saying, if you want to come on to like the Warehouse District, that's where you have Velvet Dog. You have Liquid. Doing their...
I was thinking Liquid's got it. If I know Liquid, like I think I do, they're going to do something.
I'm a little bitter towards towards Liquid because I wore my famous Jägermeister Halloween costume.
Oh man, we all remember that one.
If you look at the Jägermeister Halloween costume on Google, I think I'm still.
No, that was literally one of the most amazing costumes. It really was.
Thank you. So, I'm not fishing for a compliment.
No, but that deserves it. I'm not one of the.
So I tried to win. They had a contest. They had like a $500 first prize contest for best costume, but Liquid is not conductive to being. It's a very crowded bar. There's booths on the side, and there's like a little aisle. It's very hard to move around in. It's probably the most cramped bar downtown, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, but no, is that the one that has the downstairs secret club?
That does have a downstairs secret club as well.
Well, that's so strange. Is that always open, or is that a private thing? They have this huge, I've only been there once, but you go in this like small, unassuming entrance. There's like a top of the stairs, a guy checking IDs.
Yeah.
And you walk down thinking it's like, you know, regular, typical, a lot of bars have these smaller rooms in the basement.
Yeah.
It's like another city.
The downstairs is a lot bigger than the
upstairs.
Oh, my God.
But it's just, you just wouldn't know walking through this little layers down there that's this huge bar.
And sometimes they won't open the downstairs section yet, but people will line up. So there'll be a line of
it's
people.
It's like a club in a club.
It is.
There's a line in the club to get into the club.
It is. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Ultra. Club Ultra is downstairs.
So Club Ultra in Liquid.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. And then Sweet Six is next door.
Okay. Can I remember the old names? What were the old names?
Try to keep up. Liquid's, it's been Liquid for a while. Liquid Fusion. It was Fusion. Called Liquid Fusion. And then,
They are connected technically, right?
Yep, it's like you can walk around. But very cranky. Anyway, so I got to like the final round, but then it came to judge the final, and they called, you know, everyone please come up to the front or whatever. And I have a giant boxy Jägermeister costume and cannot get to the front of the place. And, you know, they say, if the Jägermeister can't make it to the front, you'll automatically be disqualified. And Jen's, like, throwing elbows for me, and I just can't get to the front of the club. So I ended up getting disqualified. And, like, Foxy Boxers ended up winning.
Oh, that's really ridiculous. That's too bad. Would you ever pull that costume out again?
You know what? I did pull it out again, but then, like, a couple years back. Yeah, a couple years back, we actually went to House of Blues with it.
Okay.
But ended up destroying.
Yeah. Oh, because out of anger or just wear and tear?
No, it's just wear and tear. It just saw its day. You know, like, it's one of those costumes. Like, you keep... It's like the guy that's past his prime in sports, and he just keeps coming out, and you just gotta, like... It's time to go.
You had a good run.
I had a good run.
It's like this athlete you're talking about.
There's pictures. There's videos online. Yeah. It's
fine. Those will be there forever, Jeremy.
I know. As long as the internet is there.
True, too.
Until 2012.
And also Winkin' Lizard Lakewood for our friends in Lakewood. Now, I would think if you're in Lakewood, all you have to do is go. We really research more the downtown areas. I think those are where the best parties are. But, you know, around the corner here in Buffalo, I'm sure there'll be things around there. But Winkin' Lizard Lakewood also is something. Now, this booze cruise.
Yes, this is the Lake Erie, and that's Erie with two E's.
Make it two E's.
In the front. Yeah. Three E's east total.
Right.
Two in the front. And booze is B-O-O-S.
Yeah. That alone has me interested.
So this is going on a Saturday night. It's a nighttime cruise from 11 p.m. till 2 in the morning. So if you want to be on a boat for 3 hours, this actually sounds kind of cool.
Now, is this in Cleveland?
This is in Cleveland, yeah.
Well, that's a Los Angeles phone number. It's kind of strange.
Well, I think the promoter's from Los Angeles. But it meets down in the flats. It gets on right by the powerhouse, or the soon-to-be Cleveland Aquarium.
I'm excited for that. We'll talk about that next show.
Yeah. $30 in advance, $40 day of.
Cool. It's something different. And they've got, obviously, a nice like dance area in there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice bar.
You get light snacks, live entertainment, of course, the cruise.
Who's DJing bar. That, Jeremy?
It doesn't say who's DJing.
Is Esteban doing both?
I don't think so. It would be hard to make the jump from the boat to the...
I thought maybe that could be the earlier or later. Okay. Yeah.
Hard to make the jump from the boat to the club. Okay. Now, if you're looking for something that's maybe, Jeff, a little bit more all ages, you know, like you
boring.
Were saying, some of our younger demographics, there's the Botanical Bash. See, everyone has to put boo somehow, mix boo in their name. The Botanical Bash is going on at the Cleveland Botanical Gardens, again, Saturday. This is a little bit earlier, so if you have kids...
You can kill two birds with one stone.
Right.
Tell your kids this thing early, then get the sitter and head out to Liquid.
Yes,
That's exactly. What I would do with my kids.
You take the kids there, they think, my parents love me, they took me somewhere.
Halloween, it's Halloween, it's scary, but you also learn something is what the kids think.
Yep.
But then guess what?
It goes till 8, stick with the babysitter, and then you go out and get plastered. At Liquid, up on the roof. Or the roof. The roof! But yeah, of course, this is for children as well. For non-members, it's $13 per child and $10 per adult. It's actually more expensive for the children, which is a little different. A little twist.
Yeah.
So yeah, of course, you can dress up. They do have a really cool treehouse there at the Botanical Gardens.
Okay.
At the Hershey's Garden. Hershey Children's Garden. Very cool. They're doing trick-or-treating on the garden paths and fun activities and crafts. And if I had children, I would go to this.
Yeah, that's
this gets my children seal of approval.
A coveted Jeremy Borger children's seal.
Oh, but this is sold out. So if you haven't gotten tickets...
Update!
You can't go. Tickets... Or if you have tickets, maybe you can sell them for double on StubHub. Or something.
Right. Really.
Flash seats.
Really gets, really makes some money off these kids.
Really jack the price up. Anyway, sorry, right, sorry if you don't have tickets.
Yeah, but it will be great if you are going.
804, Jeff. 804.
So that's a Halloween, Jeremy. Of course, it's all be on our website, which is really the one place to go to for all your Halloween information. But
and again,
Halloween.
Radio show, Jeff and Jeremy, we will not be doing a show on the 31st.
We will not.
In honor of Halloween.
Let me wrap up the Halloween segment, Jeremy, with just one more quick thing.
Okay.
I mentioned Sunday nights, which I think is great because it's still October 30th, not Halloween yet. Mm-hmm. I know Treehouse in Tremont and Flying Monkey in Tremont have their costume / Halloween party Sunday night.
Wow.
Which I'm very excited about. This is a way to kind of keep the weekend going along. So also...
So you can go to Velvet Dog on Friday.
Yes.
Somewhere else on Saturday.
Down to Tremont.
And then down to Tremont on
Sunday.
For
two more on Sunday.
That would be amazing.
How is that? So don't forget that.
And then write us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com.
Let us know what you did for the weekend.
Let us know how you got arrested.
Yes.
You always interrupt when I say the email address.
Look, that's my cue to talk.
Sure. All right. So that's the Halloween segment. We can turn down the Halloween music now.
Okay. Now that segment's over. Let's go to a great feature we saw on the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. They've got a top 100 favorite places to belly up to the bar.
Yeah, that's and what I'm doing now because I'm so fat.
Exactly. You are helping
my fat jeans. I can belly up there, get a line in Kugel.
Now, they have 100 bars, but they did a top 10. And I think this is good for you and I to see if we've been to these top 10 or like them if we have been there. A lot of these look familiar to me. The top 10 are Parnell's Pub by next to the Cedar Lee Theater.
I don't think I've been there.
Okay, great Irish bar.
Is that the one with the big patio in the back?
No, it's right next to the theater, like literally right next to the theater. It's got a small thing out front, a couple tables.
Okay.
Irish Pub, Fairmount Martini and Wine Bar. I know you've been there.
I've been there, yes.
That's a great underrated place. Hooples. I've been to Hooples.
Who hasn't been to Hooples?
You want to watch a great place, which people, I think, don't think of this enough. If you want to watch an Indians game, they do a projection screen on one of the pillars supporting one of the bridges behind Hooples.
Yeah.
So you can watch Tribe game outside the patio projected on basically a huge screen, which is actually a pillar.
Yeah.
Great place to watch a Tribe game.
Yeah, it's on Columbus, right down the hill from West Side Market.
Have you heard of this place, Germans?
Germans, no.
St. Clair Avenue. That was the only one I haven't even heard of.
3840, so it's got to be like East 38th.
38th.
Like over like kind of Chinatown. Little Havana, yeah. Near Little Havana. And it's German spelled J-E-R-M-A-N.
I feel like it might be Herman. I wasn't sure like how you pronounce that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I think it's I don't know. That's a new one.
La Cave du Vin, which
I was just there last
week. We talked about. We both enjoy that place. Now, anything at the Hyatt Regency, Lounge 1890, the Hyatt Regency.
That's where I had my wedding with Scotty D.
The lounge?
Lots of connections to my. Yes, just okay. In the lounge. Yeah. No, that's just their restaurant there is okay. The 1890, and then they have a lounge area. So, okay. I mean, I have. I don't know if I've actually had a
Would you think to go there on a night? Like, would you ever think to go there just for
No, you know, they do, like, a late night menu now. Like, you can go there at, like, 3 in the morning on a Saturday night and get food.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's worth checking out.
Ontario Street Cafe. Did you see that Water Street is now no longer there?
Yeah, that's old news.
Oh, okay.
Sixth City Diner. You know why it's called that? Because Cleveland used to be the sixth largest city in the country.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do!
Prosperity Social Club, a favorite of mine in Tremont.
Yes.
One of Tremont's most board games. They've got bar bowling in Prosperity. It's just a great place to hang out.
I have, you know, back to Ontario Street Cafe. I don't know where that is either.
2053, so it's East 20th?
No, it's Ontario. Ontario goes north-south.
Oh, I have no idea where that would be. Huh. Tina's, place for karaoke.
Tina's Nightclub. I have not been here yet. I'm trying to get my my team at work. We want to do like, you know, like a team social event. And I'm trying to get them to do like a happy hour at Tina's and do...
But if you want to get a Tina experience, you have to go late on a weekend night.
You got
to
go night.
To see the real
on a weekend?
Weekend night.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm willing to do it.
They've got Jello shots that are like ether. I mean, it tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Is that a selling point?
I don't know. It depends. If you don't want to be sober, it's a selling point.
Is that what their Yelp page says?
And then Velvet Tango Room, which we don't talk about enough for being so close to Tremont.
Because we're poor.
One of the truly classic bars in Cleveland.
It is. It was rated one of the top 10 speakeasies in the country.
I mean, it really is. Everything about it is first class. The ice cubes are special water. The cherries are from Italy. The ingredients, they really are. It's amazing.
If you go there and you get like an amaretto sour, it's not like mix. They don't do mixes. Or if you get like what's the one known for the mix? A margarita.
Yeah.
Like there's no mixes.
Everything is natural. It's just really amazing. You got to go to Velvet Tango. And you're right. It's like $15 a drink probably. But it's a great place to go once in a while. Probably couldn't do that regularly.
You don't go there and like get wasted.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, stop. That can't be your local bar. That'd be a horrible spot.
I had some friends that were going there. They were going there for a bachelorette party and they like pulled up in their limo and they were, you know, in their mid 20s. But they wouldn't let them in. They said they have like a no bachelorette party policy.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. They try and keep that standard. Yeah. So that is the bar. Those are the top 10 bars, which so I think as a goal, we should get to the ones we haven't been to. I wouldn't mind checking out
Ontario. Yeah, we should check out that Ontario Cafe in what is that one?
Germans.
Germans?
Yeah.
With a J?
I feel like it's how you say it, though.
I feel like it's a joke.
And then we had this best bartender contest we referenced last week. Jeremy, the results are in.
The results are in. People are waiting with bated breath. Who's the best bartender in Cleveland?
Is Rob Turek of Barley House. I know you love Barley House when it goes from a bar to a dance club.
That's when I hate it.
You enjoy the transition.
I don't like the transition.
Yeah.
I get out of there before. I'm like Cinderella.
Oh, and there he is pouring a drink. The actual drink is balanced on his forearm.
Yeah. Do you need to do that?
That won it for him. I think that was it. So there
I'm
going
to ask. Now everyone's going to ask him to do that. And it's going to become really annoying. Who's getting martinis at Barley House?
I know. Who goes to Barley House? Let's start with that one.
I mean, it's a good place. I don't go after 10.
Right.
They had a really good Bloody Mary bar before a Browns game.
Oh,
outside
okay.
there.
Okay.
It's one of those things where sometimes it's good. It's like the neighborhood of Ohio City. Like you can have a beautiful home next to a crack house. And Barley House is all that in one, except instead of it being different by home, it's different by hour of the day.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you go in there and it's a sports bar. Sometimes you go in there, it's a dance club. Sometimes you go in there and they're filming a snuff film.
Multiple personalities. Yeah. Yes. It's a little scary. Identity crisis. This pizza playoffs, we're in round three. I just want to point out who's still in this. Mama Santa's, one of our favorites. Angelo's, the ones we identified, those two are still on there.
Now it's Angelo's versus Dante's. Now is that Dante's?
I'm assuming
Tremont
it's the one in Tremont. That's the one I know.
I didn't know they were known for their pizza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Frankie's Italian Cuisine versus Danny Boy's. I like Danny Boy's. Antonio's versus Master Pizza.
Sounds like a chain
in Middleburg Heights. Like they specify
Middleburg Heights. They're known for their pizza.
That's the Southwest. I don't know if the Southwest brackets the one to watch.
That bracket's going down.
Yeah. But yeah, Mama Santo's versus Farinacci. I don't know if Farinacci,
yeah. So there you go. Pizza playoffs rolling right along. And Jeremy, that's the show. So any other final thoughts? What are your Halloween weekend plans?
I don't know. You know what? Actually, this weekend, Friday night, doing the Haunted Ghost Tour.
Oh, that's right.
So yeah, it starts off at Flatiron Cafe at 6:30. And it's like, you have to buy tickets in advance. It's like $40, so I better see a freaking ghost for $40 a ticket. But anyway, so you start off at Flatiron, but then a bus takes you around to different haunted locations around Cleveland. And they encourage you to bring any kind of recording equipment. So I might just do the podcast like live from the ghost, like I'm just talking the whole time.
I think I see something.
With a play-by-play. No, that wasn't anything. No. All right, we're walking into a different room now.
That's good radio.
The carpet's green, the curtains are. That was just the wind. All right. There. You get the idea.
So, with Saturday, you're open for a party?
Friday. Saturday, I'm open. What's going on Saturday?
Well, yeah, I told you about my friends. I don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
We've got that.
It's a private party.
Right, right.
It's members only.
One of the best parties, really, of the year. It's a great time. And I got another one Friday, too. Luckily, I have friends who have organized things at bars, which is great. So, I'll be out doing those.
And can you reveal your costume to the public?
Yes. It's Anchorman. The cast, we're doing the whole cast of Anchorman. Five people. I'm Will Ferrell. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It should be good. If we can all pull it off, the only thing is, it's only as good as the weakest costume of the group, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So if we all really take it seriously, it'll be all coming together to look great. Mm-hmm. But if someone's off, it'll just like shoot it down. So
I'm not sure what I want to be. I thought about, if I dress up, I thought about doing Steve Jobs. But I'd have to go like all out. Like I'd have to do, it would be black turtleneck, dark blue jeans.
Oh yeah, you got the turtleneck and jeans.
White tennis shoes, round rimless glasses. I would have to pretty much shave my beard down to just stubble, and I would even like shave my head down more because he had very short hair.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Would you carry some sort of device just to hold out?
No, because I think that would just cheese it up.
Yeah,
I would just go I would just go classy.
Yeah,
I would just go classy.
And with that look, people would know that's not too bad. That's not too bad. Not too good either.
Anyway, let us know how your Halloween went, everyone. Write us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com.
We'll read your emails live on the air. We look forward to Monday, November 7th.
Happy Halloween, everyone.